Okay, well, we've seen all the games since we played them. Of course, we had a lot of information on the Jets from the December game, so you know, just trying to put it all together, sort it out, and be ready tomorrow when the players come in and you know get off to a good start at the beginning of the week, and be ready to go Sunday afternoon. So, you know, great win for the Jets on the road against Indianapolis. We all know how tough that is, and I'm sure that they're, you know, they'll be coming in with a lot of confidence on Sunday, as they should. You know, they've got a good team, and hopefully we'll be ready to go and be able to meet them.
Bill, Rex said this morning that in his eyes, it's Rex Ryan versus Bill Belichick. It's safe to say that's how you think of things too, right?
Well, I think he's probably, I might have a little quickness on him. He's probably got a little more strength and power on me. So I don't think you see one of us out there making any blocks or tackles or runs or throws or catches. At least you won't see me doing that. It's probably a good thing for our team.
Bill, can you talk about how a nose tackle like Vince Wilfork helps Gerard Mayo lead the league in tackles this year? I think at one point you joked that a nose tackle can be a middle linebacker's best friend.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's always hard when you have a guy on the line of scrimmage that's tough to block. It makes it really tough to get up and get the linebacker behind him. And you know, the quicker you leave that defensive lineman to get the linebacker, then the harder it is on whoever's blocking him is to, you know, be able to keep him out of the play so the runner can get up to the second level. And the longer you stay on that defensive lineman, and that's usually the first priority, is to get the guys on the line of scrimmage, then you know, the more it frees up the linebacker. And probably the best example of that was, and there's a lot of good ones, but definitely a good example of that was, you know, back in the 70s with Mean Joe Green and Jack Lambert, and of course Dwight Holmes too, for that matter. But you know, with Green, you couldn't, you know, they played that tilted nose, and it was really hard for either the guard or the center to single block Green, and if you put both guys on him, then you left Lambert free behind the line, and it was it was a tough situation. And so yep, nose tackle's an inside linebacker's best friend.
Speaking of inside linebackers, how did Spikes look coming back in the 2 days of practice that you saw?
Well, he looked like he hadn't practiced in 4 weeks with the team, so he's got a ways to go.
Is that something you can make up in a week, or is it will sort of bring him along slowly at first?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully it'll be better this week than he was last week. You know, he should, with the extra days of practice and just getting back into it, but you know, we'll see how it goes.
You know, Bill, in the second half especially, late in the game against the Colts, the Jets ran it like crazy, and obviously LT had a big game in Green too. What do you see from the way they, you know, especially their power running game?
I think it, you know, they have an excellent running game. They have a good offensive line. They've got two backs that complement each other well that are both good backs, but they have a little different running styles. And so, that, you know, they do a real good job. I mean, it all starts with Mangold on the line. He's, you know, good a center as we face. I mean, he's outstanding. Wherever the play is designed to go, off tackle or, you know, draw plays or, you know, things like that, it seems like there's always a second point of attack, entry point, wherever his block is. So, you know, he does a great job, but, you know, their offensive line, their backs, they're well coached. They have good schemes. Use their tight ends well, both Hartstock and Keller in the running game, or when they go to a heavy grouping and use Hunter or put Turner out there, which they do some of that. Use those guys as tight ends. That gives them you know, some other blocking combinations. So they do a good job of those things.
Bill, what has allowed you to move Vince around? It seems like you're able to almost put him opposite the strength of the opponent's offensive line. So the tackle, you can almost line him up over tackle. What kind of special skill set has given you the confidence to do that?
Well, I think as we've talked about, Vince is really a versatile player. You know, his first year in the league, he played defensive end during the season and in the postseason. So, really, from the time he's gotten here, he's shown that he can play anywhere from the outside shoulder, the tackle, to all the way down onto the zero technique on the nose and those spots in between. So, you know, he gives us a lot of versatility there, his ability to handle blockers, read blocking schemes, you know, play multiple responsibilities. it gives our defense a lot of flexibility. And, you know, he's very smart, instinctive, reads well, and also is a good technique player. So, you know, all those things work toward that end.
Take a final question.
Bill, obviously Rex has a different approach to dealing with the media and firing up his team than you do, polar opposite. But I think that one of the underlying questions is, how do you respond to that? How does that impact you as a person and as a fellow coach? Do you mind it at all, or do you chalk it up to he's doing it his way and I don't have a problem with it?
Well, I just try to coach my team. I don't really worry about everybody else coaches theirs. Everybody's got their own style, and you know, a lot of coaches do a great job. You know, Rex does a great job with his team, so I'm just trying to coach mine. I'm not really worried about what anybody else is doing.
Thanks.
Is that the answer you're looking for, Tom?
No, I'd like something a little bit more inflammatory, but we can wait. Probably you'll do that on Wednesday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Coach.